Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says New Orleans-born trumpeter Terrence Blanchard was the first jazz musician to be tagged the next Wynton Marsalis. In the early 1980s, he replaced Marsalis and drummer Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. But Blanchard has established an identity of his own, partly through his soundtracks for several Spike Lee films, including Jungle Fever and Malcolm X, and partly with his own distinctive trumpet style. Kevin reviews Blanchard's latest CD.
In a way, Terrence Blanchard's new album, Romantic Defiance, is all too familiar. The kind of record some under 40 jazz musicians have been making for over a decade. It's the sound of the 1960s Miles Davis Quintet, filtered through Wynton Marsalis's first band with his brother Branford. Still, Blanchard was one of the rare young suits who aimed for the rhythmic complexity of Miles's original, where the rhythm section didn't always keep time in an obvious way. Blanchard's quartet sounds okay. Sometimes it's a quintet, with Kenny Garrett added on tenor saxophone. But the leader's trumpet playing makes it more than just another reverent homage to tradition. Over the last few years, Terrence Blanchard has grappled with one very ostentatious mannerism. He was always bending notes with the deliberate exaggeration of a drunken trombone. But on his new album, he puts the stylistic tics in context. He sounds like he's found his mature voice. Of all the major jazz instruments, trumpet is the most difficult to play. Jazz listeners, whether aware of it or not, tend to cut trumpeters a lot of slack, overlooking the odd flubbed note or phrase. So it's always a shock to hear a trumpeter with this much control. Terrence Blanchard's bends, growls, and muted notes are all deployed so subtly, and every effect is so carefully measured, he pulls off the sort of romantic balladry jazz conservatives tend to honor more in the preaching than in the performance. The title of Terrence Blanchard's album, Romantic Defiance, buys into the curious notion that playing pretty is a rebellious act. But that's irrelevant. This album could be called Doggy's Dinner and it would still sound good. An exquisite balance of technique and feeling isn't the only way to get over in jazz, but it sure is one way.
Kevin Whitehead is currently living in Amsterdam doing research on a book about Dutch jazz. He reviewed Romantic Defiance by trumpeter Terrence Blanchard.